Okay, we're doing this for Jeremy. Jeremy's not here yet, but I'm assuming he'll join at some point. We had mentioned briefly last time, as an aside, in the Yeshivas Marashag that we quoted regarding Breira Bekelim, the question is to whether Borer should apply only to Gidulei Karka. There is a Yeshivas Rebbe Giv'Eger, Madura Kamen Simen Kuf, Kamen Simen Kuf. Kivega writes that he was once walking outside the shul on Shabbos in Lisa, which was where the Nesivos was rough, and he saw a person who was pouring water from a plate out the window into a Chatzer Hamu Rebbes. He writes that at first glance, he thought that was a Chashash Isser, because if the person is pouring the water out, then the wind is going to scatter the drops of water in different directions, and that's a violation of Zora. Kosi Rishami, Rokek Vefricha Ruach Chai Mishim Zora. So he's concerned about this person who was ostensibly engaging in an act of Zora in front of the shul. And then he has various studim as a limud chus or lakula that maybe it wasn't such a problem. And one of the studim that he raises is this question as to whether Zora only applies to Gidulei Karka. Just like Ein Disha Ela Gidulei Karka and Ein Imer Ela Gidulei Karka, maybe Ein Zora Ela Gidulei Karka. And since Maiv isn't Gidulei Karka, maybe there's what to be makel about. In the Chemdas Yisrael, Rav Avadia quotes this in Yabia Omer, Chelek Hei, Arachayim Simulamet Aleph, Chelek Hei Simulamet Aleph. Chemdas Yisrael is the Chibur of Rav Meir Don Plotsky, the author of the Klei Chemda. So in the Chemdas Yisrael, Kuntris Nir Mitzvah, page Mem Tes, column 1. It's Oath Yud Gimel here in the Kuntres Ner Mitzvah. He discusses the same issue in the context of Borer. Kveg was talking about Zora. He says he's noticed for many years that there are people that eat fish on Shabbos and they remove the bones directly. So ostensibly, that's a problem of being Borer Psoles Mitocha Ochel, which is Aser even if it's La'alter. It's true that there's a minority opinion of the Rid that we referenced a few shiurim ago, that if you're eating La'alter, then even Psalos Mitocha Ochel is Mutter. But that's not Rovi Shonim. That's not how we assume in Shulchan Aruch. Then he suggests maybe the Yishuv for the Minhag Olam is based on this Tshuva Sir Kvega we just quoted. That just like Ein Disha El Gidulei Karka, Ein Zora El Gidulei Karka. And if that's the case, maybe Ein Borer El Gidulei Karka, because after all, Zora and Borer are sister Melachos. And since Dagim are not Gidulei Karka, maybe it's not Shaykh Borer. I, mechabeit, making cheese, is mishum borer. So maybe cholev is more gidulei karka, because cholev is mishum mefarek. Mefarek is told at the dash, ain't yishum gidulei karka, as we discussed. So maybe I have to say that cholev is gidulei karka. Says I, the Gemara in Ayin Dalam, Ebeis of Chavisa, that Chavisa your Chayiv Mishum seven Chatos, and Rashi listed what's the Borer application that your Borer throws Katanim and Gedolim, your Borer pebbles, even though Afar is not Gedulei Karka. He suggests maybe that's not totally true. Even though offer is not gedulei karka, but since we learn out melacha Shabbos from Mishkan, and in Mishkan they did melachos with metal, with zav kasef and nechoshes. And obviously when they're working with metal, there are situations of borer in removing the psoles from the metals. Then the Mishkan, they clearly did a borer, the afar, ubimateches. So maybe anything that has shaykhus to karka, as far as the definition of gedulei karka from malachos is concerned, is considered gedulei karka. So maybe tsroros are gedulei karka, and dagim are not gedulei karka. So it suggests for Meir Don Plotsky in the Kuntres Ner Mitzvah. Rav Avadia points out that seems to be against the Trumas Hadesh, and Trumas Hadesh in Siman Nun Zayin, we had quoted before extensively Siman Nun Dalid, is the Trumas Hadesh about Minach HaShnei Minim. Nun Zayin is a bar application about fish. It's clear that the Trumas Hadesh is assuming that fish are Bechlau Borer, and the Taz, who assumes that bar applies to Kalim and the like, that's also not Gedulei Karka. Nevertheless, Rav Avadia, the tshuva that Rav Avadia is addressing here, or the shaila he's addressing in the tshuva, is Breira Bekalim and Bisakum with forks and knives and spoons. So even though Rav Avadia has multiple kashas on the proposition that Bor has to be Bigdulei Karka, at least, pardon the pun, throws that into the mix of various studim lahakel. When it comes to Breir Bekelim, he thinks that even though you should be Mahmir, but Meikradin, there are grounds the Kula anyway, like those who are more skeptical about Breir Bekelim. And he throws in to that calculation the suggestion that maybe Ein Borer Ella Digidulei Karka. So in practice, we assume that Borer is much broader than Gedulei Karka, but at least theoretically, there is a little bit of discussion of Avadia, as that is a potential sniff lahakel together with other sniffim. Okay. One more nekuda, or maybe two more nekudos regarding the definition of taroves that we discussed last time. A Ramosha in one of the Chuvas to Rabbi Eider writes that you're allowed to remove the peel from a salami, only if you're eating it la'alter. So you have whatever meat that's surrounded by the paper, you can remove the paper if you're eating it la'alter. And that's basically what Shmir Shabbos writes as well in Sif Mem Gimel, Per Gimel Sif Mem Gimel, that you should only remove a candy from the wrapper, samuch la'achila, only la'alter. Because there otherwise would potentially be a borer application. In the footnote there, he writes, footnote Kuf Kafes, that he heard from Shlomo Zalman, to distinguish between whether the candy is adhering to the wrapper or simply covered by the wrapper. If it's actually sticking to the wrapper, that would be a potential borer situation. If it's just covered by the wrapper, so that would be analogous to a piece of food in a box, a piece of food in a pouch, where there's no tarovis, there's no connection between the pouch and the food just happens to be sitting in the pouch. So if the candy is attached to the wrapper, sticking to the wrapper, that would be a borer situation, and then you'd only be allowed to remove it la'alter. But if it's not attached, that's like a piece of food in a box where there's no borer application at all. Rabbi Eider, in footnote 36, quotes a comment of the Sefer B'Solom. Sefer B'Solom is with Binyamin Zilber, the Shuvas Az Nidbaru, B'nei Brak. He writes in Borer Os Samech Dalid. Sorry, Os Samech He. He writes that even though when we're talking about a peel on a fruit, as we discussed the Ramban, the end of Siman Shin Kaf Aleph, there's a Borer application there. That's only relevant where the connection between the peel and the fruit, or the equivalent, is a chibor tivi, if it's something that is natural. But if you have something encased in a wrapping, which is not natural, then that's not considered a borer situation. That is not in any way a tarovis, not even a tarovis b'makom hamada. So Rabbi Eider wonders, why should that be? Because according to that, it'll come out that there's no problem in removing a candy from the wrapper, even if it's sticking to the wrapper, because that's not a chibur tivi. That is artificial. But Rabbi Eider asks, why is that different than the din that we saw in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Kaftes? You shouldn't pour water over potatoes in order to remove the dirt from the potatoes. But that's also not a chibur tivi. So unless you'll say that that's more tivi because that's the derech, it's the norm to have dirt on potatoes. So that's more tivi than a candy and a wrapper. But he points out that this distinction between tivi and not tivi may be better understood in light of a comment that Shmir Shabbos quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shmir Shabbos in Ha'ara Zayin, Paragimel Ha'ara Zayin, quotes from Shlomo Zalman that in general, if something doesn't have the appearance of a taroves, it's not a taroves. So if you have a piece of meat in liquid, you're allowed to remove the meat from the liquid, even not la'alter, because that doesn't have the appearance of a taroves. It's no shaykhus, a little bit like, even if you don't accept it to that extent, but a little bit like the Maritatz's contention that if you have a fly in the soup, that's not a taroves, because if you have a salad in the liquid, that's not a taroves. But if you have a piece of meat in gravy or in liquid, that doesn't have the appearance of a taroves. So Shlomo Zalman asked, why is that different than the din? If the claim is that if it appears like a taroves, it is a taroves. If it doesn't appear like a taroves, it's not a taroves. But there are times where something appears like a taroves, and it's still not a taroves. So, for example, if you look in Simon Shin Tav Zayin Se'if Tes, Shin Tav Zayin Se'if Tes, Hamafla Begadim Mikinim, if you have lice in your clothing, Lo Yahar Game Elamol on the other Mizorka. You can't kill them on Shabbos, but you can flip them off and throw them away. So ask Rishon Zaman, why isn't that a problem of Borer? There you have a louse or lice that are clearly embedded in the fabric of the garment. It's Mamish Mu'urav. Why isn't that considered to be a tarovis? So Shlomo Zalman quotes a Shilti Haki Borim, Daf Membez Amid Aleph Bedaf Erif. Shilti Haki Borim, Daf Membez Amid Aleph Bedaf Erif. This is on the Gemara of Knivas Yarek. The end of the 15th parak of Shabbos, the Hatter Knivas Yarek on Yom Kippur that we've discussed a couple times previously. The Shilta Giborim writes as follows. So we saw the Rambam understood that Knivas Yarek has to do with removing all the Mupashim from better leaves, removing the moldy-ish leaves from the better quality leaves. Shall the Gemara quotes in the Chachmei Svard, Ramban v'Rashba Pirshu, the Knivas Yarek, the Lespa Elobi Shum Shvus. What's the Rabbanan of Knivas Yarek? Hainu Hadachas Yarek. It's talking about rinsing the vegetable. Not removing leaves, but rinsing the vegetable. The Avir Raila Zemen Yerushalmi. Avalasir Ha'alan Amupashim in a Yarek, Kasidu Aser Yisham Borer. To actually remove the leaves, that's a malacha gemura. That's borer daraisa. So that we're not going to be matir on Yom Kippur. The hetter is only washing the leaves, rinsing the leaves. Imkain. Lididhu. Ein takana likno vayarek b'shabbos. Kiba oso tikun nasiras hanashim kala ola and hamu pashin. And therefore, according to these rishonim, there's no way of removing leaves on Shabbos, because by removing the leaves, korin osola hedya brera. If the woman removed leaves, they call that an act of brera. Sha'omim beirarnu hayarek lipo. They say we were borer the vegetable, a lipo to ready it for dipping. The ain't a kadal is that. And the only way of doing that is Ella, Kedarach Sha'amr, Bashar Breros, Livlor Bayad, the Ochamitok Solas, La Alter, Kashir Bayarni La'el, Bidin Brera. So the Hetra, Knivas Yarek, Anyam Kippur is only on the rinsing. But removing the leaves, that's a Malacha Gemura, that's Borer. It would only be Mutter with all the conditions of Borer. And he says, and how do I know it's Borer? Because the women call it borer. Koronos al lehed yabrei rasha omim beirarnu hayarek. So Shlomo Zalman derives from this shiltegi borim that the definition of borer is at least sometimes dependent on perception, on designation, on what you call the action that you're doing. So we take into consideration, how is this action perceived? How is the action labeled? So that's why Shlomo Zalman says, no one ever raised the issue of borer in the context of washing your body, in the context of rinsing your teeth, in the context of cleaning or removing a stain from clothing. In the context of squeezing out your clothing, all these things may have other malachas. There may be malabin if you're squeezing out your clothing. There may be malabin in cleaning your clothing. There may be zomer if you're removing certain kinds of wood or leaves, but that's not borer. So all these things that involve some kind of cleaning your clothing, cleaning your body, sweeping the floor. Theoretically, you might have raised a question, why is there no borer here? The Rishlama Zaman says, based on the Shilke Gibor, because people don't perceive that as borer. In common perception, in common parlance, if you're cleaning your clothing, you're cleaning. You're not removing the dirt. If you're sweeping the floor, you're cleaning the floor, you're not removing the dirt from the floor. So Rabbi Eider says this may inform back on the candy wrapper too, that if you, or this may be part of what's behind that distinction of natural versus not natural, if you accept such a distinction, that when you take a candy out of a wrapper, you don't see that as removing a candy from a wrapper. That's not borer in common parlance. So whether you accept that application to the candy wrapper or not, but what Shlomo Zalman says in Shilta Gibarim seems to be a ha'ara that's on target, not for me to say, but that does explain many instances where you might raise a question why something is not borer, and it's not. But the common factor in all these cases of rinsing, washing, cleaning, that these are things that are generally defined as rinsing, washing, cleaning, not selecting, sorting, or borer. Okay. So let's move on to some of the later Se'ifim in Simin Shin Yutes. And whether these are Boer applications or Merakit applications or potentially both. So we have, in our introduction to Zohra and Boer, we had noted, maybe Machlokas Rashi and Beinu Chananel, whether the Tzad HaShava of Zohra, Boer, and Merakit is the Echos HaPoel or Echos HaNifal. Is it more, is the commonality the subject of the Malacha or the act of the Malacha? Is it the distinction between whether using a Kli or Ruach or Yad? In which case, Merakit is defined based on usage of a Kli. So that is what we assume, that Merakit, definitionally, is an act of Boer, which is used, or which uses a Kli. So the classic case of Merakit would be you're sifting flour with a Nafak flour, you're sifting flour with a sifter, a sieve, that is B'yuchalakach. That's an example, or that is the example, the Av of Merakit. The Mishnah and Daf Kuflam and Zayin Amud Beis has a Machlokas Tanayim about the Isser of Mishamer on Shabbos, of straining a liquid, straining wine. The Lazar Omer Tolan is a Mishameris Beyantiv, the Nostin Lituluya B'Shabbos. So the issue of Tolan Mishameris is an Oel issue. So Lazar says you can even set it up on Yantiv. You can't set it up on Shabbos, but you can pour liquids through the Mishameris on Shabbos. The Chama Omrim Ein Tolan is a Mishameris B'Yantiv. The Ein Nostin Lutluya B'Shabbos. Aval Nostin Lutluya B'Yantiv. So Hanugel and Yenenu, Lazar says, you can't put wine through a Mishameris on Shabbos. And Chachamim say, you may. Take a look at the Gemara on Daf Kuflam and Chesam Beis. Einos and Lutluya B'Shabbos, and two dafs, a few lines. Any Bailu. Shimer Mais. According to Chachamim, you're not allowed to do it. And what if you did it? What is the consequence of putting wine through a strainer on Shabbos, through Mishameres? Amrav Kahana, Shimer Chayav Katas. Lacha D'Raisa. Maskel Rav Sheshes, Mika Midi, D'Rabbanu Mechayvi Katas, Rav Lazer Shari L'Chachila. Yeah? Can you really have a machlokas menakasam elakatsa that according to Rav Lazer it's a heter gamor and according to Chacham it's a chiyuv chatas? That's what we've noted before. Baby wipes. Can you have machlokas menakasam elakatsa melacha deraisa or heter gamor? So the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara assumes at this stage you can't have such a machlokas menakasam elakatsa. The Rashba points out here, this is just agav, but the Rashba here in this Gemara says, we do have an example. We have in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the Rashi asks as follows. Ikal Meida Kvatanya Perak Eluk Sharim Kuf Yud Gimel Chevel Deli Shanisak Lo Yeh Kosher El Onva. So Chamim say that if you have a pal and the string, the cord holding the pail breaks on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tie it back together with a kasher, only with an aniva. And Behuda says, you're not allowed to use an aniva. Why? And Behuda says, aniva is kosher. So the other Gemara says, according to Chachamim, an aniva b'chi agav nesheter gamor, according to Behuda, it's a chiyuv chatas. So you do have an example of the machlokas tanayim between Heter Gamor and Chiyuv Katas. It says the Rashba Vishlamar to call Hecha de Yachin Mechayiv Katas, the Rabbim Shar L'Chachilo Kashil. No, it's okay if the minority opinion in Tanaim, if the Shitas Yachid is the Shita that's Mechayiv. Like in that case, Vaniv Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayiv and the Chachamim say Heter Gamor, that's okay. It's okay for the Chachamim to say Heter Gamor and for a Yachid to say Chiyuv Katas. But here, it's a blazer saying it's a chiyuv chatas. The yachid acher, sorry, or if you're to have a yachid mechayiv chatas, the yachid acher matu lechachila, the kol shekain rabbi mechayiv chatas, the yachid matu lechachila, that's a problem. So you can't have a rabbi that is mechayiv chatas and a yachid who's matir, But you could have a yachid who's more machmir. So I'm not exactly sure what the svar is.
Is this case the same exact case?
No, because here it's a yachid who's machmir. There it's the... I'm sorry, here it's the yachid who's mekel. In the case of Mishameres, Reb Elazar is mekel, and Chacham say it's a chiyukatas. So it's okay for the majority opinion to say it's a chiyukatas, and a minority opinion to be mekel, but you can't have a minority opinion being mekel relative to a majority that's mechayev katas. If the chachamim say mechayev katas, then Reb Elazar can't come and be and say it's heter gamar. But it's okay for yachid to be more machmir, but yachid can't be more mekel. I'm not sure what the svar is.
Well, because it's at least a little safer to have the other direction.
But if you have a tradition, meaning if a shidas yachid tanaim is a tradition from his rebbeim, that's a din. So why can't he express that that tradition? Not sure. So just throwing that as a marmakam. But we could add that to the list of chiyukatas versus heter gamur in the same spectrum. Okay, but anyway, so the Gemara says, how could that be? That if machlokes min akasa lakasa heter gamur versus chiyukatas, then the Gemara says, oh, why not? Masur of Yosef, if you have another precedent for that with the same tanaim. So it's not so bad. Another where it says, Mishamai Masrinin Beit. Okay, so if we're assuming that Mishamar is indeed a Malacha Daraisa, what Av is the Hasra formulated with? Rab Amar Misham Boer, Vizayr Amar Misham Arake, Amar Rabba, Kvasi didim istabra that is mishum bover, ma darga shal bover no tel ocham aniach apsolas, afach no tel asa ocham aniach apsolas. Amr zeir kvasi didim istabra that is zora, ma darga shal imraki, sorry, ma darga shal imraki apsolas milmala ocham milmata, afach anami apsolas milmala the ochel milmata. Says Rashi, de no tel ochel umaniach Soles, that's within Rabba. Well, Rabba, who had the Nami, the Asir Be Mishamaraka, the Haviasra. When Rabba says Borer, he means even Borer. But Maraka, it would also be a valid Asra. A Valer Zera, Yasir Be Misham Borer, Labasrahi, the Lodami Laborer, Shaocha Lamata, Upsolus Lamala, Ashenkin Babora, Kitness, Shab Soles. Lamata. According to Rashi, according to Rabba, you could do either or. Either Borer or Merake. According to Zayr, it's only Merake. So says Rashi. Says Rambam, Perekhes. Halacha Yud Aleph. Hazor over Boer Kigrogeris Chayev. Hamachabed, somebody who told us Boer. The Chena Boer Shmarim, Mitoch Hamashkin. Hareza told us Boer. Oh, told us Merakid. The Chayev. So it's told us Boer, oh, told us Merake. Does this O mean either or does it mean one or the other? The Beis Yosef understood within the Rambam that the Rambam is like Rashi. So according to Rabbah, you could be master either Mishum Boer or Mishum Arake. Those are both acceptable candidates for the Av of Mishamer. And therefore, Hasra, even if you Hasra Bishem, either of them would be acceptable. And the Mishabrua disagrees. Mishabrua Be'er Alacha Dibur Maskel Mishameres. Mishabrua thinks that the Rambam is really like Tosas. Tosas on Ayin Gimel on the days. Dibur Maskel Mishum Zareya. So Tosas writes in the middle, Reish Peritolin Mash Maksas Ditzarach Lahasas Atolda Mishum Av Tegarim Misham Mishum Maimas Vina Bey. Rabar Mishum Boer, Zera Mishum Arakeid. Gamza Yesh Lichos, Dachi Pirusha, Mishum Maimas Vinabei, Sheyechai, Rabar Mishum Boer, Aval Mizibo Mishum Arakeid, Potter, Kevin de Basrei, Mishum Dover, Sheyeno Domolo, Usavar Shum Malibo, U Potter. That if you give Hasra Bishem the wrong Av, so the guy who's doing the Malacha thinks that the master is making fun of him, because that's not the Malacha he's doing. So the example that tells the quotes here is within Rabbah that if you say Meraki instead of Borer, that's not a valid Asra, because that's not what the Malach is. So Tosa understood that Rabbah says Borer, Dafka Borer, not Afilu Borer. And the Mishabura thinks that's John the Rambam. The Rambam says either or, it's a Sveka Didina. So we're not sure whether we pass in like Rava or we pass in like Rav Zera. Take a look at what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Here's Sif Tes. Nishameres afilu tluya mer Shabbos asalitem b'shmarim. If you have the strainer, even if it's set up before Shabbos, you can't put sediment in on Shabbos. Alanasan l'shmarim mer Shabbos mer t'litin alei mayim k'dei sheyafsu tzulim lozav. Says the Mishabur Lamed Beis asalitein v'chiyav chatas nami yesh b'zeh mishum bo'er. That's one or the other. And that's how we understood the Rambam in Be'er Halacha here, Dibra Maskil Af Al Pi. Let's move on. Take a look now at Kuf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis. The Gemara right after the Mishnah, Kuf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis. Amr Ze'eri, no sein adam yayin salol umayim sulin letocha mishameres b'shabbos. You're allowed to place clear wine and clear water into a strainer on Shabbos. Ve'en el choshesh. So you can do that l'chachil. Aval achurin lo, but you can't put in cloudy wine or water. Meisi ve'er b'shem ben gamliel omer. Meisi ve'er b'shem ben gamliel omer. Torah Adam Chavis Chal Yayin Yena Ushmaraha, the nosing Lasacha Mishamaras Bishabis, Veda Choshesh. So you can mix a barrel of wine with the Shmarim and put it into the Mishamaras on Shabbos without a problem. Tirgamaz Eiri, Bein Agitos Shanu. That's only Mutter Bein Agitos, says Rashi. Shakol Hayenos Akhurin, if you're in the wine press, then all the wines are cloudy. V'shosen osan bishmareyem. And it's normal to drink them with the sediment. Hilkach en kan tikun. You're not really affecting any tikun by putting it in the mishameres. De'belav hachi mishasi. Because you would drink it anyway. Rashi saying that in a situation where the majority of people would drink something as is, and you put it through Mishameris, that's not a malacha, because you don't need any Breira, you don't need any either Bora or Marakade action, because you would drink it anyway. So in the case of Yayin Salol, so then across the board, if it's Yayin Salol, it's had their garment to put into Mishameres because most people would drink it as is. So there's no need to separate anything out. If it's Achurim, so if it's Bein Agitos, if it's in a place where the norm is to drink it as is, also not a problem. If that's not the norm, if people generally would filter it out, then that is a problem. Says the Rambam, Halacha Yudalit. Hamishamir yayin o shemen o mayim, if you're straining wine, the chayin shar mashkin, or other liquids, wine, oil, water, other liquids, the mishameres shalahen chayiv. Behu sheyishamir kirgogeres. Aval misaninin yayin she'en bo shmarim, o mayim sulun bisudrin, ubekhifa mitzvist, but you are allowed to strain wine that doesn't have shmarim, or water that's clear, in a sudra, in a cloth, or in a kfifa mitzvah. So that is the second line of the Mishnah here. Misanin sayayin besudin of the kfifa mitzvah, which is not the normal or most common way of straining these things. No, say mayim agav shmarim bishvil sheyat sulu. So the Beis Yosef understands within the Rambam over here that even Mayim Sulin, the Rambam is only Matir B'Kfifa Mitzvahs or B'Sudra. Right? Misanin and Yayin Shem B'Shmarim or Mayim Sulin B'Sudrin or B'Kfifa Mitzvahs Kadesh Sheyitzal B'Yosef. So even if it's already Sulin, even though there isn't any sediment of note, still, the Rambam says it's only mutter b'sudr, it's not mutter b'mishameres. As opposed to the Rashba and the Ran, that the Beis Yosef quotes, the Rashba and the Ran assume that if it's slulin b'yoser, so then, as the Gemara says, no sin adam yayin solamayim slulin l'tocha mishameres b'shabes v'eino choshesh. That's the Iri. So if it's slulin, then you can even put it into mishameres, and there isn't even an Isser Derabana. So according to the Rashba, which is a simple meaning of Ziri in the Gemara, if it's Slulin, you can put it even in a Shemaris. According to the Rambam, even if it's Slulin, you're only allowed to use a Sudra Kfifa Mitzvah, a lower grade form of straining, but not a Mishameris. The way the Prima Gadim explains the Rashba and the Ran, Prima Gadim in Mishpat Hazav, Sif Katan Zayin, Sif Katan Vav, rather. There are three categories. If you have something that is Salo Lagamri, you have wine or water that is no sediment of note, so then you're allowed to strain it even in a Mishameres. If you have wine that is a little bit cloudy, that you could drink Ayidei Dechak, but most people would strain before drinking it. So it's drinkable, just most people would strain it before drinking it. If they had no choice, they would drink it as is, but they would prefer to strain it. So that, according to the Rashi, is only mutter b'sudrin, the kfifa mitzvahs, not in a mishameres.
Most restrain or some restrain?
Most restrain. The most would strain l'chachila, but it's drinkable ayde dechak. And then if you have a chur and lagamri, if it's something that no one would drink, even ayde dechak, so then it's also even the sudra. So that is the Mechaber quotes this as a Stam Yeshomer, and he quotes the Rashba first, and then the Rambam is the second opinion. But take a look at Sif Yud, Yayin Omayim Shem Sulim, Mutter Lasanim Mishmeres. If you have clear wine or water, you'll have to strain it even in a regular strainer. Says the Mishabur Lamedalid, Kevin de Balaf Hasinun Gam came. Even if you aren't to strain it, it's still totally drinkable. Lachain aim as emishim barit. The tzlula mikri kol sharai lishtos kach belisinun l'ro b'nei adam. Right, that's based on the Ran and the Rashba, that tzlula for this purpose means that if most people would drink it without straining it. The Yesh Machmir and the Bach, the Davka Kishakulam Yecholim Lishtos Kach, Vei Mesan and El Kadesh Yutzula Biyosef. Not Rov, but everybody. Okay. Adzer Amah, the Afapish Yeshbo Kismin Dakin. Even if in this wine that's Slulin, you still have a few little pieces of kismid, little pieces of literally wood or branches, but a little bit of sediment. That little bit doesn't really bother you. It's fully drinkable even without that. And therefore, it's mutter even the mishameres. That's category one. Aval, the Mechaber continues, besudar mayim aser mishum libun. So parenthetically, if you're going to use a sudar on water, that's a liban problem. The yayin nishar mashke mutter, there's no liban. The imhe machurim, that if the water's cloudy or the wine's cloudy, bein mayim bein yayin, asir lasananam. So if they're cloudy, then you can't be borrow them at all. I'll take a look at Mishabur Mem. The Mechaber jumps from category one to category three, doesn't spell out category two. The Mishmur writes in Mem, Asil Sananam, Mishim Bower, Bame Mishamaris, Bame Basudin, Umari, Bachum Lagamri. Here we're talking about if they're totally cloudy. The Lo Nishtati Hachibal, Dila Bacher Klas, Fasher, the Mrs. Yachi, Achrubid, Inchikapti, Shalalish Dosa, Blisinon, and Isarak Mishamaris, of Basudrin, De Derek Lassani, Bamutter, Lassani Yayin, Ushar Mashkim. That was category number three that we said from the Rashbi and the Ran, the way the Prima Gadim explains, right? So the Mechaber explicitly only references category one, category three. The Mishabura throws in the middle category if it's after lishtos ayadei d'chak, but most people prefer to strain it. So then you can't do a malacha deraisa. You can't use a mishmeres, but you can use a sudar, which only would be a drabanan in the worst case scenario. And here that would be mutter if it's technically after lishtos ayadei d'chak. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan has a line in defining category one, and those things that are basically clear and drinkable as is. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Kav Tes, these are things haru'uyin lishtiyas ro b'nei adam, things that most people would drink as is. Afal gav tehamifunakin lo yishtum im lo kishi sanunim opam. Even though the Mifunakim, the very spoiled finicky people, they would only drink it if you further strain it. But since the majority of normal people would drink it as is, there's not a problem to strain it, even the Mishameris. What about the Mifunak himself? So do you say that the Mifunak can also strain it? The guy who wouldn't drink it as is because he's a Mifunak? You say, Bala Daito Eitzel Kol Adam? As if you won't drink orange juice with pulp, but 95% of the world does drink orange juice with pulp, and you have orange juice with pulp, can you strain out the pulp? So Prima Gadim leaves that as a tzarachiyah. Do you say baladaito esakal adam, or do we say no, that the reason the 95% of the world is allowed to strain it because they don't have to worry about the fact that there are some mufunakim who won't drink it as is. But the Mefunak himself, so for him, that's real rare. For him, that's a real Boer problem, and he's not allowed to strain. Pima Gadim leaves that as if Sarathian, as does the Mishnah Berurah, says that you have to be Mafmir. Mishnah Berurah, Be'er Halacha.
The Pima Gadim is it something, or the
Rosh Hashanah? The Pima Gadim. The Pima Gadim there in Sifkat Vav. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't address that. The Rosh Hashanah just says that when we talk about the definition of Ra'oi, it's even if there are some Mufunakim that don't fit into that category. Pima Gadim raises the question, well, what about those Mufunakim? Are they allowed to be Mishamir, the wine, that they won't eat as is? So Pima Gadim leaves that as a Tzarachian. Mishnah Berurah, Dibra Maskel Hoel, thinks they have to be Machmir. I mean, he raises the question, he quotes the question of Pima Gadim, but the bottom line comes out that you would have to be Machmir. Now, what about is you're a mefunuk, but can you strain it for a non mefunuk? Or can a non-Mufunuk strain it for a Mufunuk? So the Ayam Mishulish thinks, Perek Tezai in Ara Kaf Gimel, he quotes from Nissen Karelitz, that a non-Mufunuk is not allowed to strain it for a Mufunuk, because we follow the person for whom the action is done. He quotes a Ber Halach in a totally different context, in the context of Muksa, in the beginning of Shin Beis, that says that. I'm not sure if the parallel is 100% obvious. But he leaves out the Tzarachin in the other direction. Can an Istinus do the action of Bima Shamir on behalf of someone who doesn't care about it? There's a shuvah of the Maram Shik that the Ayam Shulish is Mitzayin Maram Shik or Achayim Kuflam Adalid. President Arichas about this. It sounds like he has Stadim Lahakel to allow a Mufunuk to do it for non Mufunuk, even though he's not willing to be Mako Lemaisa. Okay. And what about straining or using a filter on a tap in a situation where most people would drink the water anyway? So Ayam Mishulish Paskins Perek Tezayin Siv Zayin, that if you have a filter on your tap, most people would drink the water even without the filter, then that's equivalent to category one here of the Mayim Slulim Bioser, where there's no Boer or Mishamir problem on Shabbos. And that's what the Chazon Ish basically assumes in the end of Siman Nun Gimel. And that's where Shlomo Zalman assumes, quoted in Shmir Shabbos, footnote Kuf Pei Gimel, Kuf Pei Gimel. Now, what about someone who is makbid not to drink without filtration? And someone will never drink tap water if it's not filtered.
This one, in case we can see the stuff in the morning.
No, you can't see anything. It may apply there also, but we're not, we're talking about clear water. There's nothing, you don't see anything. Category number one, clear water, where most people would drink it without, I mean, it'd be relevant if it's cloudy, but most people would drink without filtration anyway. Probably be the same. But for our purposes, let's talk about clear water, and someone won't drink the water without filtration. So Rabbi Karp thinks, footnote 32, that it could be, even according to the Prima Gadim Safek, that even according to the Tzad of the Prima Gadim, that if you have a Mefunuk who won't drink the orange juice with the pulp, that would be a problem with the Mishamer for the Mefunuk. But here, if you can't see anything in the water, it looks totally clear. And there's nothing that presents itself that potentially you would be selecting out. So maybe even the Prima Gadim would agree in that case that should be mutter even for the Mefunuk. Because there's nothing that's perceptible that you're actually being boer. He says, here from a Vayashiv, or Vayashiv thought you have to be Machmir even in that case. And that's what the Orcha Shabbos goes from a Vayashiv. But then Rabbi Karp says, he thinks, anyway, even if you accept the application of the Prima Gadim in this kind of a case, but the Prima Gadim's formulation was, that this person would never drink anything without the filtration. So Rabbi Karp thinks that even if you have someone who's generally makbid not to drink unfiltered water, but if he stuck with only unfiltered water, he would still drink that water. Because if push comes to shove, it's not such a strong beta. The person that generally won't drink unfiltered water, if he's stuck in a place where the only water available is unfiltered tap water, he would still drink it. And then he says he brought that back to Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv agreed to that nekuda. It's possible, it's conceivable. You would have someone that if they're stuck, wouldn't drink unfiltered tap water. I mean, I don't think it means that if you're going to die without drinking it, that you wouldn't drink it. Because I'm known to fall into that category ever. Shmir Shabbos raises another question. Mishem Shalom Zamen. Funo Kuf Pei Aleph filters on Pesach. But some people have the practice of using a filter on their tap on Pesach to get rid of any potential chametz that might be flowing through the water. Not necessarily reflective of reality, but people had such a perception that maybe there's chametz crumbs flowing through the tap, and if you put a filter on, it'll keep the chametz out. So if you're doing that, b'toas kepeda, then why isn't that a boer problem or a mishamer problem? So Shlomo Zalman wasn't so sure why not. He suggested that maybe since there's nothing that's perceivable here, nothing perceptible, if you don't see anything coming out of the tap that remotely resembles chametz, you don't see anything being trapped by the filter that resembles chametz, and there's really no need for this medina, and most people don't have such a chumrah, so we don't have to, the people that do have this chumrah, we don't have to take it so seriously, and it's not like they're really doing boer. Then Ayil Meshulash quotes, if you have bugs that you're allowed to eat, either bugs that are subvisual or bugs that are born in such ways that are mutter to eat. So then you're allowed to filter them even in mishameres, because you're not really filtering out anything that's objectively problematic. So this was relevant, or still is relevant, to the question of using a filter on your tap to keep out copepods in New York City. So I think copepods are still around, right? No one's... No one discovered that they don't exist anymore to the extent that they existed before. So it still says on the sticker on the water fountain out there, filtered water. So this controversy began in the early part of this century when Rabbi Yanki Lach discovered copepods. So that's the question, what about filtering your tap from copepods on Shabbos? So this was a bit of a back and forth in Or Yisrael, Tishrei Tufshin Samachay. two articles here. This is same time as the Indian hair shaving controversy. So that was the other hot topic in this volume. So one article by Rabbi Chaim Oberlander, one of the editors of this journal, and the other one by a Rabbi Yoel Levi Rosner, Mechaber Sefer Mincha Reva Al Hilchos Erevin. So if you're filtering your water from copepods, can you use a filter on Shabbos? So the OU at the time, I believe, probably still the official position, said that you should not filter, you not use a filter on Shabbos, but have pre-filtered water that's filtered before Shabbos. What are the considerations here? So again, this is assuming that copepods are visible, and they're not sub-visual, which is why there potentially be a problem of ingesting them. But working with that assumption, so they quote a comment of the Nishmas Adam, Chai Adam, Nishmas Adam, Klal Tes Zayin in his Hilchos Shabbos. So the Nishmas Adam writes, Yesh Lomar, Alpha Pishi, Afshe Lishtos, Machmas HaToloim. So if you have water that you can't drink because of the bugs, Mikol Makom, Ilav Mishum Isid Reviyalav, but the only reason you can't drink them is because there's an issur of drinking them, but otherwise it wouldn't really bother you. They're so small. Doma lekisnin, so that would be analogous to the Rama's kisnin, which is something small that you're filtering out, but it doesn't really bother you. Ubishas adchak, yesh lisma chaldei rishon hashem b'shulchan aruch, dafil b'misham eres mutter. So then you could be mako to even filter it through a mishameris. Oh, I'm sorry, just pause for a second. I neglected to finish that sif in the Shulchan Aruch before. After he quotes the Rashba and the Ran, then he quotes the Rambam, Ula Rambam b'mishameris aser afilu mayim v'yayin sulim. According to the Rambam, you can't use a mishameris even for clear water and wine. And a siddur also, we're only matir b'tzlulin, not in cloudy wine or water. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lo b'churim, haynu af b'churim ksas, dil b'churim l'garme lo af de rishon aser, u'bazeh tov lachosh l'divrei harambam. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have mayim tzlulin mamish, so then we assume, like the first day in Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to be misanin it even b'mishameres. If you have a churim ksas, so according to the Rashba, it's mutter b'sidur. According to the Rambam, it's aser across the board. So there, the Mishnah Berurah thinks you should be machmir, like the Rambam, like the second day in Shulchan Aruch, that if it's a churim ksas, you shouldn't do it even b'sidur. So back to the Chachmas Adam, the Chayadim here, he says, if you have water with bugs, and the only reason you're not drinking the water, you want to get rid of the bugs, is because of halacha considerations, not because fundamentally, if not for the halacha, you'd have any problem drinking these bugs. So then it should be mutter to use it even b'mishameres, because that's equivalent to mayim sulin with the kismin. V'omnam, he says, mishuvas harash, klal kof beis, Shulchan Aruch Sif Tezayin, Demayim Sheshbo Toloyim Mutter Lishos Ayde Mapa. If you have water with bugs, you're allowed to drink it by putting a cloth over your mouth when you're drinking it. Deloshaik Bar Misham Rishashtiya Ayin Sham Shamuchach Imlo Bishashti Aser. 1 second. We learned over there that she was a rush quote in Shulchan Aruch that if you have bugs in water, you can put a cloth over your mouth when you're drinking it to keep the bugs out. So it sounds like there, the only heter is b'shas achila mavishi, afshe b'inyan acher. But short of that, it would be a problem of boer, of mishamer, to filter out the bugs. Even if the only reason you're not drinking the bugs is for halacha consideration, not because you have any problem with bugs per se. The afshe says achayadam, diesh l'chalek, demayri mi toloyim, kamo zivu, v'chayosim, v'em, deyma filo, b'lo yisrahim, u'usim, umikim solas gomer. No. The Shuvas Arash, maybe that's talking about bugs that Yutaka would never eat. Bugs that are miyastik to eat. Big bugs. Vashe enken elu talam ketanim agdelim b'sheikha ramashkin she'lu le'yeser ayu shosin asan. Baraya shagayim shosin aso. Kach efshe didam l'kisten. So the Chayadim thinks that's the distinction. If you have bugs and no one would drink, no one would eat because they're disgusting, so then the only heter is b'shas achila mamish with the mapa. But if you have bugs, that if not for the halacha considerations, the Aryeh who'd reveal they have halacha, you'd have no problem drinking. If a raya that everyone else in the world drinks these bugs because they're not big enough to bother anyone, so then that's dumia de kismin, and there'd be no halachic objection to filtering that out on Shabbos. Rabbi Overlander in this article quotes a Magen Avraham, who sounds like he makes his point as well, that there's no breira if the only reason for the breira is a halachic consideration. The Mechaber writes in Hilchas Yontif, Simen Tav Kuf Sivav, that you're allowed to perform Nikor on Yontif. Says the Magen Avraham Sivkatin Yubeis, isn't there a problem with Borer? Right? If you're removing the part of the meat that has a good anasha through Nikor in order to be able to eat the rest of the meat, isn't that a problem with Borer? So Magen Avraham says that no, the only reason you're removing it is because of the halachic consideration, the isser of eating it, but fundamentally it's as edible as the rest of the animal. So there's no problem of borer. And that's what the Minchas Chena quotes as well in his Mosach HaShabbos from this Magen Avraham, the same idea that if the only reason you're being bored with something is because of a lack of consideration of essentially Aryeh Dervile, then we're not concerned about Boer. Rabbi Oberlander quotes the Shvisas HaShabbos, who says otherwise, that even so, it's still going to be Aser Midi Rabbanan. And he says that Shvisas HaShabbos seems to be against his Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says it's Heter Gomer. And then he says, well, even if you're going to assume that maybe it's an issur derabbanan, so maybe at least you can be mekel ayidei sudur. So just like we're mekel ayidei sudur according to the first day in Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rashi and the Ran, if it's a churim tzas, so here too, maybe you can be mekel ayidei sudur b'makom tzorech. Then he quotes Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, Chelik Zayin, Simon Kuf Gimel. Chelik Zayin, Simon Kuf Gimel raises another consideration that maybe if you have a filter that's attached to a tap and you use that filter for everything, not only for drinking water, you use it for washing water, it's always on the tap. So you're not doing any additional action when you're using the water for drinking. When you turn on the tap to drink, you're not doing anything different than when you're turning on the tap to wash dishes. So maybe that's essentially a form of breira biyad, because you're not doing any additional pu'ula of breira. If you're using the kli in the normal fashion, you're not doing anything unique for the purpose of the breira, maybe that's a din of yad and not a din of kli.
Yeah, but you put it there for breira. and just left it there for being safe.
So that's what he says against that. And maybe not. That Lamaisa, your filter, hath its surah of a filter. So that's a kli. And as soon as you find out that we've eradicated the copepods, then you're going to take the filter off. You're not going to leave it there forever. So the whole reason that is there is L'shem Brera, as you're saying. So what difference does it make that... then you keep it on for other uses as well. Then he has other consideration. Maybe there's a grum involved here because you're not going to have bugs in the initial spurt because they go to the bottom. They'll only come out later. And there's some delay if you assume that that grumma is delay oriented. I think Rabbi Bleich in his article took issue with that factual analysis. The bottom line, if you assume that you don't really have to worry about the copepods to begin with, and the answer says you put in a filter because that's a cool thing to do, so then there shouldn't be a problem with Breyer at all. If you really hold that there's a lachic problem in the copepods, so then that's this issue. Do we assume like the Chachma Sadam? Do we assume that if it's only a lachic consideration, there's no Breyer? Rabbi Rasner in this article throws in Gedulei Kark as well for why not. So when all the dust and bugs settled, it seemed that the consensus at the time, and I haven't revisited this in the last 15 or more than 15 years at this point, but it seems that the consensus of the Kashas organizations was to not filter on Shabbos, to have water beforehand. I don't know if anyone still does that. Anyone? What do you do? Anyone live in the city?
Filter on Shabbos.
Yeah, doesn't Rabbi Willa say
something? Rabbi Willa does, because Rabbi Willa isn't bothered by a couple pass to begin with. Right. So it seems like the say again.
Kol Elyon guys, the Chacham Ach, don't filter on Shabbos.
Okay. When I was in the Kol Elyon, I did.
I think also when we spoke to Schefter about it.
Yeah.
He seemed to say basically against the Chayyadim, I think. That like you could say low coupled by the dirt, but you basically can't say low coupled by the Shabbos. And also that it would be Allah.
It would be
and there would be a halachic issue of
right, separation. Right. So Shafter thinks there's a halachic issue, and then right. So that's OU policy. That Lamaisa, that the consensus seemed to be that among those who thought that there is a real halachic issue, that filtering should not be done on Shabbos, and then you'd have to filter your water ahead of time. Okay, I guess we'll stop here for today. And Blee Nether, I have Marmokomos on Tolkien in my pocket. I just have to type them up, so I'm going to try to do that right now. So Tolkien is the end of Siman Shin Kaf Aleph. I guess you started already? You figured that out on your own?
That's hard to find.
I'm sorry?
It's hard to find.
Right, there's no no good heading. Okay, so I'll Blee Nether type that up right now, at least for you to start. And then I think Tolkien will be able to wrap up within two shirim, and then Lush. And yeah, so for Bechina, let me just stop the recording.